Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
To the Hour of Power broadcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Here on the Hour of Power, Jesus Christ will always get the glory and the honor and the praise. For the word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him. So we today, our expectation that men and women, boys and girls will be drawn unto him. I want you to know today that God is still in control. I don't know what you may be thinking or what the enemy may want you to put into your mind and heart and spirit that God is not in control. But I want you to know today that God has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. The word of God says that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know how the enemy has tried to touch your mind, your soul, and your spirit. I don't know how the enemy tried to afflict you like he did Job. But I do know that even if God rescued, even if God came and God fought battles, God sees about his man, he is able to see about you. Whether you are a woman or you a man, boy or girl, God is able to do great and mighty things. He is able to do the supernatural in your life. We are getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you because you are God. We thank you, God, because you are God and God all by yourself. We thank you, God, because you are the everlasting Savior. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. We thank you this morning for being everlasting, one that we can depend on, one that we can rely on, one that we can come to, God, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lord, just have your way, God, today. Lord, touch our radio audience today. God, whatever need that they need today, whatever, God, they may be going through, Lord, God, move on their behalf, realizing, God, that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you, and you are well able to fight every battle. Cause the joy of the Lord to be their strength. God, if they need peace, give them that peace that surpasses their understanding. God, if they need joy, God, let them know, God, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. Father, have your way, God, even now. And God, we thank you for the word that is going to come forth today, destroying yokes in the lives of the people and setting the captives free. And this we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with your host and preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we are broadcasting from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm ready to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm ready to hear the word of God. I'm ready to proclaim the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our souls. We're going to be speaking today from Mark, the 5th chapter, and we're going to begin at that 21st verse. We're going to talk about Jesus' supernatural power. We're going to talk about Jesus raising Jairus' daughter and heal a woman of blood disease. I don't know what you're going through today, but I do know that Jesus Christ, he is a healer and a deliverer. Here in that 21st verse of Mark, in the New Testament, It says, and when Jesus was passed over again by the ship to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and she shall be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and throw him. Why don't we put a little dark there and stop there for a minute? And here we see in the word of God about Jairus. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. Jairus was a layman who helped to oversee the plans of the synagogue services. And most likely he was the one that took care of the building. But here we see him. We see there in the word of God how this man, how he sought Jesus, and how when he got to Jesus, he didn't care what he did in the synagogue. He didn't care what position that he held. But all he knew that my daughter is sick. So therefore, in reverence to the Most High God, we ought to give God reverence. We ought to humble ourselves. This man of God, he fell at the feet of Jesus. He humbled himself. He knew that he was before a man that was not an ordinary man. He knew he was standing and kneeling before a man that had all power in his hand. He didn't go and fall before anyone else, but he fell before Jesus because he needed Jesus to do something in behalf of his daughter. So here Jairus humbled himself before Jesus Christ, and here he besought him. He besought him that he would come. He said, and besought him greatly, not just a little bit, but greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. My daughter is almost dead. She is sick. I don't know what to do about her. I've done all that I can. He said, she's at the point of death. He said, I pray thee, come, just come. Come, Jesus, and lay your hands on her. If you lay your hands on her, she shall be healed, and she shall live. If you don't do it, then she will not live. But he had the faith in God. You know, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All he knew that if I get to Jesus, I'm telling you, our radio audience today, all you need to do is to get to Jesus. All you need to do is get to him, and in faith, believe that he is able to do whatever it is that you want to petition God for. For the word of God said, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find, and to knock and the door shall be open. He said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, the word of God said shall be moved. So what are you saying, Dr. McCoy? I'm saying if you have faith in God, if you believe God, no matter what the situation in your life, no matter what you may be going through, God is able to move on your behalf. If he knew, if he got to Jesus, He knew that he spoke to Jesus, everything was going to be all right. So he didn't just want, in reverence, as we said before, he fell before him because he knew that Jesus had the power to heal his daughter. And if he healed his daughter, that she will live. And then we see in that 24th verse, it says, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and had nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. But she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. So I'm looking at Jesus. I'm looking at the people, how they had faith to believe God. This woman had been to the physician. This woman had spent her money trying to get healed. But she was in that state for 12 years, and everything apparently that they had tried, it did not work. She was still bleeding. She had an issue. She had a problem, and nothing seemed to be helping. When a person in her condition, she really wasn't supposed to be, according to the custom at that time, she wasn't even supposed to be around other people. But she did not care. She did not care because she knew that Jesus was able to cause the healing that she needed, the issue that she was going through, that thing of that disease was going to be healed. I don't know what issue, I don't know what you're going through, I don't know what your problem is today, but I want you to know, I serve notice to you today that Jesus is the answer to whatever you may be going through. No matter how the enemy have tried to make this a hopeless situation in your life, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, he will come and he will make the difference. This woman, when she knew that no matter how big and how large the crowd was, it did not matter. Some things come before us, and because we see it looks so big and humongous that we stop and we say, oh, well, what's the use? I mean, but she did not let this thing get in her way. Yes, it was a lot of people there, and even the people was pressing against Jesus, but yet it didn't matter because she's saying, if I can just get to him, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, she knew that she was going to receive her healing. Somebody needs to have faith in God today, no matter what the Bible says, that faith, now faith, is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to believe God, no matter how difficult it is. Sometimes I know that in the natural, in the flesh, it seems like it's so hard and this thing is not going to be done. But you can't look at the thing. You can't look at the issue. You can't just look at the problem. You got to look to God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. So you keep looking at the situation and seeing what the enemy is trying to say to you and what the enemy is trying to do to you, you will give up. But you got to have hope in Jesus Christ. This woman, she had hope in Christ. She said, if I, you know, it's not that I just got to look in his face. He don't even have to turn around and look at me. But if I can just touch to do was just touch the hem of his garment, that she was going to be made whole. And then the word of God says to us in the 28th verse, but she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. She knew that there was healing. It was healing all over Jesus. It was healing even in his clothes. And straightway, the fountain, listen to me, radio audience, and straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Come on. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. When she touched him, when her faith began to, and when she began to act on her faith, and she touched Jesus' clothing, that she felt that issue that she had, that blood issue, that sickness, that infirmity, that disease that she had for 12 years, she felt that she was healed. She was healed of what? She was healed of that plague. She no longer had that monkey on her back. She no longer had that pressure. She no longer had the pride. She had no longer was wavering in her faith, because all she needed to do is touch Jesus. She needed to touch Jesus, and that's what she did. And Jesus, in that 30th verse, and Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? I mean, Jesus knew that this wasn't just the press or the crowd. This was not just a ordinary touch. This was a touch of faith. This was a touch of a woman that wanted to be made whole and that was made whole. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude. God, don't you see? Don't you see the multitude? But you see, so many of them that they just bound to throw thee and press on thee. And they said, thou sayest, thou who touched me? In other words, how can they help but touch you? This is a multitude of people that's around you that's trying to get to you. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him submissively, humbly, because she knew that she was before not an ordinary man, but she was before a man that has all power in his hands. Oh, my God. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I marvel at the healing power of Jesus. As an ordinary woman with a big issue came in faith, believing God that she was going to be healed. And I believe that this woman in herself, that she knew that healing was going to take place that day, because she knew that if she just touched his garment, that she was going to be made whole. And so it was that she touched Jesus. Just a touch. She touched his garment. And she was made whole. And while, remember Jairus, we didn't forget about Jairus. We didn't forget about he had came to Jesus. Jesus didn't forget about him, because he was on his way that he could master in a firm. In other words, they were saying it's no hope. It's all over. Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the master. This now is a hopeless situation. This thing has already happened. I knew you was trying to stop it. I know you was trying to get to Jesus, but it's too late. But as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the rulers of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. I believe somebody ought to hear that this morning. Jesus told Jairus, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he come into the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seized the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado? Why are you crying? Why are you weeping? Weep. Why are you weeping? Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they love him to spoil it again to laugh. They thought he was crazy. They thought, what is wrong with you? This girl is dead. The life is out of her. She's not breathing anymore. No part of her body is moving anymore. It's too late to resuscitate her. But when he had put them all out, so you don't need people around you that's not believing on the same God and his word, the same way that you believe in the time of crisis, in the time that you're trying to hear of Jesus. And Jesus, he put them all out because they didn't have any faith. They didn't have faith to believe God. So he put them all out except for Peter, James, and John. And so when he had put them all out, he taken the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsels were lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and he said unto her, Talitha Kuma, which has been interpreted damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway, the damsel, come on, hear what I'm saying. The damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. I mean, Jesus is the miracle working God. I'm telling you today that it's not over until God says it is over. I'm saying to you, no matter what situation that you may be in on today, that it is not over until God says that it's over. We talked about last week how Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, a man that was a friend of Jesus, a man that was dead for 4 days. 4 days. And Jesus, if you read that 11th chapter of John, you will see the power of God being manifested. You will see when Jesus raised this man from the dead. When he called this man forth, when he called his name and called him forth, and Lazarus, he that was dead, came forth, even in his grave clothes. Jesus say to lose him and then go, hey, you don't need those gray clothes anymore. You don't need to be his face with a napkin on. You don't need to be bound anymore. Lose him and let him go. So here we see today the power of the Most High God. I told you that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of the. I don't care what you may be thinking this morning, or what the enemy has put in your mind, or what he has planted in your heart. I'm telling you today that you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to know the power of God. You need to know that God, that he is what he is. He said that I am that I am. He is that everlasting God. He is an everlasting Savior. He is a God that's able to move on your behalf. Maybe there's not a relative that has an issue, but there may be not a one of your children or one of your associate that was in the state that Jairus' daughter was. That was in the state that Lazarus was in. But listen, you have to believe God. In the day that we're living in today, we need to stand up as men and women of God and proclaim the greatness of God. I'm here proclaiming the greatness of God this morning because this is the hour of power, and I want you to know today that God is still doing the supernatural things. He is still healing, and he is still delivering. So today, this is your day to stand on God's word. This is your day to believe God. I have preached to you today, not from Times Union paper, not from Life magazine, not from USA News. I have preached from you today from the Word of God, from the Holy Bible. I want you to know that even as you begin to read the Word of God, your faith will go to the next level. The Word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said, ye shall know truth, and the truth will make you free. For whom the Son has made free is free indeed. I mean truth called the woman that had the issue of blood to be healed. The truth of God's word made the little girl that was sick, who was 12 years old, to be healed. And you know, when I began to look at this, the woman that had the issue of blood, she had it for 12 years. Jairus' daughter, she was 12 years old. I believe that God is a God. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your job description, whether you're the CEO of a company or whether you are a mate, no matter who you may be. You are important to God, and God loves you. For the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever is you, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't have to perish. Your children, your neighbors, your friends don't have to perish. But you're going to have to be a light in dark places. There are many places that are dark today. It's not because the natural light is turned off. But they're dark because sin has prevailed. Sin is in the place. He is the light of the world. He is the light that will cause, that will penetrate darkness. The word of God says today, I'm getting ready to close, but I want you to know the word of God tells us, because I believe that there are people out there that are backsliders, that are sinners, just like I was a sinner, and millions of others were sinners. All of us were sinners that got, all of us were sinners. But we were saved by the grace of God. But the word of God says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said that thou shalt be saved. Somebody need to hear me today. Somebody need to give up and give your life to Jesus. Somebody trying to hold on to the world. Somebody trying to walk in the world and walk in Christ too, and this is not going to happen. Only the pure in heart. We got to have a pure in heart, and we can't do this thing by ourselves. So we know that only the pure in heart are the ones that's going to see God. So here, if you confess with your mouth and if you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins that come into your heart, God's going to come in. He's going to save you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to make you free. And I pray even now, even as I get ready to go before the throne of grace, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, for every hearer this morning. I pray, God, that you would touch them. God, that they will hear your voice. God, that they will turn a deep ear, a deaf ear unto your word. God, I preach the word, God, the way that I believe, God, that you want me to preach it, under the unction of your Holy Spirit. And, Father, I pray even as I preach your word, that, God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. God, touch that boy, touch that girl. God, touch that prostitute. God, touch that homemonger. God, touch that fornicator. God, touch that liar. Oh, God, we were all sinners, God, but you saved us, Lord God. Oh, Father, I ask thee, Lord God, to let them know, God, that whatever they have done is not too bad or too difficult, Father, for you, God, God, to forgive them of their sins and come into their heart. I pray, God, even now, that you would cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Father, today, I thank the Lord God even now that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because, God, somebody heard your word this morning. Somebody wanted God walk in the newness of life, that old things pass away and all things become new. Lord, I thank the Lord God for every person that prayed that prayer with us. And Father God, even as I reach out into our radio audience, God, there are many people that have affliction. God, they're going through in their bodies. God, they have issues. Lord, they have issues like this woman had the issue of blood. And God, not only the issue with the blood and cancerous type tumors, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, of God in their intestines. Father, I pray healing. God, even in the stomach area, healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God, you are the healer. God, you are the deliverer. God, I bind all cataracts, Lord God, all glaucoma. Father, all the healing power, God, to be manifested. Lord, even the woman that had the issue of blood, all she did is touch you. God, because she had the faith, God, to believe you. Lord, I pray even now, God, that those that are listening under the sound of my voice, even I preached your word, God, that faith came alive. God, that whatever situation of sickness and disease and infirmity, God, that the enemy had put upon them, I pray healing in Jesus' name. And God, I decree and declare your word to be manifested, Father God, Lord God, even now as We pray, Lord, all over the city, every city, God, every city, God, that are preaching from this morning and to, Lord, let healing be manifested. Every state, God, let the healing power, God, to be manifested. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they have a good report. God, that they can tell of the goodness of you. God, that they tell, God, how you heal them. God, of the sickness, of the disease. God, I can hear that they can tell somebody, God, how you call their eyes to see. God, that they were blind, but now they see. Lord, even as the man that was born blind from his mother's womb. Lord, God, you, Lord, put the spirit of clay. God, you called this man to be able to see, a man that never was able to, was never able to see his mother, his father. Lord, the friends and brothers, they could hear the voice but could not see. Lord, it was so easy for you to do that. And Lord, call the people today to know that you're God that never changed. And you're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And this, I thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Reverend Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we want to invite you to come and to listen to this broadcast on this Friday here at the same time, 9 a.m., here at the Hour of Power broadcast. May the blessing of God be with you. May he empower you that you have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. May the peace of God be with you. May you walk in peace. And may you walk in power. In Jesus' name, amen.